Welcome to the Who's Counting podcast with Cleta Mitchell, the podcast about America's elections. Hello, and welcome to this special episode of Who's Counting with Cleta Mitchell. As we celebrate the 4th of July, our American Independence Day, it makes us stop and realize, or it should, how important our election systems are in America. Our Declaration of Independence, whose signing we celebrate today, is based upon the notion, and it says in the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Notice how it refers to the just powers, because our forefathers were fighting against a tyrannical monarchy in Britain, in the most powerful country in the world, who had power over them, power over the colonies. But our forefathers did not believe that those powers were just. And so in the Declaration of Independence, it refers to how governments derived their just powers from the consent of the governed. And then when our founding fathers went to Philadelphia and wrote the U.S. Constitution, the way in which our founding fathers instituted permanently the notion of being able to have the just powers of this new government being derived from the citizens, from the consent of the governed, was through elections. And that's what our Constitution says in multiple articles. Article 1 sets forth the election process in America. But it sets that forth because the Congress was to be the people's representatives. It's Article 1 is the Congress. Article 2 is the executive branch. Article 3 is the judiciary. And in the minds of the founding fathers, those were the priorities in order to protect the point of view and the principle that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. And so elections matter. Elections matter because elections are the system by which we as citizens give and withdraw our consent to those who seek to govern us. And if we don't like the way they're governing us, then we are supposed to be able to withdraw our consent from those who would impose policies and principles that we reject. And yet, what we see happening all over this country today are two things, one very bad and one very good. The bad news is that for more than a decade, there have been those who've been well-funded by leftist billionaires. You've heard about it on the podcast many times. But there are those who have sought to undermine the integrity of our elections, to do away with the protections of things like the secret ballot, and to guard against political manipulation of the voters, and instead have instituted systems all over the country that really do away with protections that were adopted in this country more than a century ago. And so those are some of the bad things. And it's bad in many cases because it really takes away the opportunity to have a competitive election, and it really weights the system in favor of one party and one set of principles, so that citizens in those states, in many cases, have no ability to give or withdraw consent. They're stuck with whoever one particular party puts on the ballot. That's the bad news. The good news is, as we celebrate America's birthday, that there are literally tens of thousands of American patriots all over this country who are working very hard to try to reclaim the election process and to rectify and right the system of elections so that people in our country really can use the election process to give and withdraw their consent, to support those candidates who support policies and principles with which they agree, and to withdraw that consent when they believe that those in power have become arrogant and dismissive of those of us who are the governed. And so it is very important to remember, while bad things have been happening, maybe without our knowledge and certainly not without our consent, there are many, many thousands of Americans who are working very hard to fix things, to make things better, to restore our election process so that there is integrity in our elections. So I want to thank all of the people who've worked so hard since 2021 to build an election integrity movement that is dedicated all over the country, grassroots groups and citizens and leaders, to trying to restore the integrity of American elections, to be sure that people who vote are eligible to vote, to make sure that non-citizens are not voting in our elections, to make sure that children are not voting in our elections, to make sure that the laws are being followed in the states so that when the election statutes are passed by the state legislatures, that in fact those election laws are followed, and that the election is fair and open and honest to all candidates at all parties at all points of view. I want to give you one example. I moderate a weekly call, a national working group call, on cleaning voter rolls. And every week, there are between 100 and 150 people who join the call, and people talk about what they've been doing in their local areas to help clean voter rolls. These are volunteers. They are knowledgeable, they are dedicated, and they want to learn from one another and work together across the country to try to make sure that our voter rolls are accurate, that there aren't dead people and there aren't duplicates and there aren't ineligible voters on the rolls. Now, to me, this is an ultimate act of patriotism. And yet the national liberal media and the local liberal media attack all of these wonderful patriots over and over again, calling them names. But I just want to say thank you to all of those patriots everywhere. And I'd like to encourage anyone who's listening or watching, go to our website, sign up, go to whoscounting.us, sign up, download the new version, the brand new version of the Citizen's Guide to Building an Election Integrity Infrastructure. Remember that all voting is local. And hopefully, maybe there's something you can think that you would do, that you could do to become part of this massive network of patriots all over the country who are doing what they can do to help save our elections. In 2021, on the 4th of July, I had published in The Federalist an article about consent of the governed. It's the link to that is attached to this episode. So I hope that you'll go to that link and read it, and it will explain some of what we were fighting about then in terms of stopping some of the election bills that had been introduced in the Congress that would have taken over, had the federal government taken over all of our elections in America, not something that the founding fathers intended. But it also reminds us, it helps explain my view about what I was just talking about, that the Declaration of Independence says that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, and why elections are absolutely fundamental to that. Elections, honest, fair elections, elections where the voter's identity is confirmed, and we know that that person who says that he or she is eligible to vote is casting a ballot, and that people who are not eligible are not casting ballots. That's a very basic principle of election integrity. It's what we are all working toward. So I hope that you'll join this movement. I hope you'll be part of it. If you don't have time, maybe you can send some money to the Election Integrity Network on whoscounting.us. It's just very important to remember that we owe a lot to our founding fathers. We remember today on this Declaration of Independence, Happy Birthday, America Day, that they had such foresight, and they gave us a country and a government framework that has worked brilliantly for all of these years. We want to make sure that on our watch, we're doing what we can to save and preserve it. And so I hope that you will have a wonderful 4th of July. You'll have a wonderful day celebrating the founding of this great American nation, and that you and your family will be dedicated to helping us preserve this great country that's given all of us so much. So with that, we thank you for joining us this day. Do come join us at whoscounting.us. Join us in the Election Integrity Network. Let's make sure that we save America's elections for future generations. So happy birthday, America, and God bless this great country of ours. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining Who's Counting with Cleta Mitchell, the podcast about America's elections. Please help us fight big tech censorship. Like and subscribe to this podcast and be sure to share it with your friends. You can become part of this election integrity movement by signing up to join the Election Integrity Network. Go to whoscounting.us. The Who's Counting podcast is produced by the Election Integrity Network.